Well, finally, looking back over quickly, very quickly, over a longer stretch, at the end of World War II, the United States had a position of global wealth and power that had no analog in human history. With the reconstruction of other industrial societies, the U.S. share of global wealth declined from about half after the Second World War to about a quarter by the 1970s. That's the time when the major critical change in post-war policy took place, namely the post-war economic system was dismantled and the current neoliberal framework was established. It's been accompanied for the past 25 years by deterioration in major macroeconomic indices, apart from countries that didn't follow the rules, and a notable attack on the substance of democracy. These are important topics, but I can't go into them now. Well, by the 1970, the world had become economically tripolar, with roughly comparable centers in North America, Europe, and East Asia, but it was militarily bipolar, U.S. and Russia, and each of the superpowers imposed constraints on the other. And the Cold War conflicts, which were, of course, violent and destructive, were within the domains of the superpowers. With the collapse of the Soviet Union, the world became unipolar militarily, remaining tripolar economically as it is now. A couple of years ago, Harvard political scientist Samuel Huntington wrote in the main establishment journal, Foreign Affairs, that much of the world, he seemed to imply most of the world, considered the United States to be a rogue state, the greatest threat to their existence, possibly a reasonable estimate, and possibly more so today. It can also be reasonably argued, I think, that the evolving system of state corporate power, based in Washington's threat to its own population, us. The tendencies that lead in that direction are very real. They're not inexorable, and there are others that strongly counter them. Well, if you look over the centuries, there's been significant expansion in the realm of freedom and justice. There are periods of regression, but the cycle is generally upward. As always, human affairs are scarcely predictable. Very little is understood, and too much depends on will and choice. The emerging framework of world power should not be an object of detached contemplation, but has to be forged by dedicated work and struggle, always based on an effort to dismantle doctrinal constraints, to see what's before our eyes, which is not really very deeply hidden.